The milk product that comes in a little tub and has curds in it is called.
Cream, cottage cheese.
Okay.
We made it at home all the time.
Oh.
All the time.
That must be good. Did you make it with the big lumps or little lumps?
Usually little lumps. What you did is you let the skim milk sour and turn into clabber, which is just kind of like a soft jello. And you put that clabber into a sugar sack and hang it over the sink and let it drain all night. And the next day you have cottage cheese.
Oh, wow. That seems easy.
It's not very difficult. But now you can't make it anymore
Why not?
because you can't sour the milk. The milk has been pasteurized. You can't sour the
Oh.
milk.
Okay.
The only way you can sour the milk is put a little vinegar in it, and it doesn't have the same taste as normal soured milk. You can't sour
Interesting.
milk anymore.
Yeah. I guess you have to have your own cow.
Or buy unpasteurized milk, which is very difficult to buy now. Can't get it.
What kind of food can you make with corn?
You can make cornmeal, or you can make hominy. You can make masa for making tortillas.
What kind of breads can you make with corn?
Cornmeal, and I guess corn muffins or something like that.
Now, corn
Corn
muffins.
sticks, corn.
What are corn sticks?
Cornbread. Well, corn sticks are cornbread that are cooked in a pan that has long, they end up being round and about 6 inches long. It's called a corn stick.
Oh, that's interesting. I never heard of that. And you cook it, you bake it in the oven?
You bake it in the oven.
Have you ever heard of a corn product that's baked on, well, not baked, but fried on top of the stove?
Yeah, corn pone, or is another word for it.
Is a corn pone, or what is it, a little disc like a hockey puck?
Yeah, but there's another word for it.
But you would call it a corn pone, right? Or is there another word that you would use?
They take those things and you fry them in deep fat and just put a little spoonful in the chine. I can't think of the name of
Are
it
you thinking
right
of like hush puppies?
Yes.
Is that because I was thinking of those little.
Yeah, that's a hush puppy.
Okay,
Yeah.
okay.
That's kind of a corn pone or a hush puppy.
Okay. What other kinds of bread might you eat?
Oh, rolls or biscuits or we eat a lot of bolillos, Mexican rolls that are baked.
How do you say that?
Bolillos.
Bolillos?
Bolillo.
And what makes bread rise?
Yeast
Okay.
or could be baking powder. Depending if it's biscuits, that's what it is.
Right. If you had different kinds of canned drinks in your fridge, you might offer your guest a.
A Coke or a 7-Up or something like that? Is that what you mean?
Would you say what you had specifically, or would you use a generic name?
Like a soft drink, would you? I'd usually tell them what I had. Like, would you like some iced tea or Coke or 7-Up or what have you?
Some people just refer to everything as Coke. Would you like a Coke? And then it could be Pepsi or
No,
Dr. Pepper or anything.
I wouldn't do that.
Okay. What would you call an unlicensed alcohol drink?
Moonshine, you were talking about?
How about when you grill meat outside? What is that called?